Hi, this is Steve from Thunder Basin Ford, and here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Another crash east of Sundance. I'm Chris Sprinto with your news. A crash occurred on mile marker 189 on I-90 just east of Sundance. This time, tragically, a 27-year-old woman has died. A 23-year-old man was hospitalized. The one-vehicle rollover was caused by slick and icy road conditions. The 27-year-old woman who died was driver Keely Garvin. Garvin lost control of her vehicle and slid off the interstate. Both the driver and passenger, 23-year-old Corbin Vassar, were wearing seatbelts. This is the fourth fatality on Wyoming roadways. This is the second near Sundance on I-90 within the last few days. The search continues for Gillette's next police chief. Early last month, former police chief Jim Lochel announced his retirement after 30 years on the force. Lochel will officially retire in March as the city of Gillette looks for his successor. According to the Gillette News Record, the city hopes to name a new police chief by February. We will let you know as soon as we know. In the fallout of the Capitol riots last week, it is reported by the FBI that they have received 40,000 tips from the violent acts at the Capitol siege. Within 24 hours of the siege, 68 people were arrested. Since then, a few more have been arrested due to all of the tips to the FBI. In all, close to 100 people have been arrested and charged since the incident. To hear the report again, go to BasinsRadio.com. That is your Basin Radio Network news update.